keep your family safe with help from Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Kidde detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and give fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Check out all our Kidde safety products and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The unsolved murder case of Kristen Smart, nearly three decades old, may be coming to a conclusion. A granddaughter kills her grandmother with a hammer in a sacrifice to God. A man thinks his wife is possessed and threatens to behead her on a live stream. And the dad who propped his dead wife on the couch for Christmas morning present time is convicted. Those stories and more today on The Dark Side of Wikipedia.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side of Wikipedia.
Yes, it is. And if you like our program, please press subscribe wherever you are downloading it. Greatly appreciate that. Leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. And if you really like it, you want access to our advanced episodes, you want access to final chapters of our program, go over to patreon.com/darksideofwikipedia and become what we call a Dark Sider. You'll get access to all of that, all of it's commercial free, our full archive of episodes, all of it for you to binge away on, episodes months before they're released to the public, and a lot more extras as well. So please do that. Or our website, darksideofwiki.com. Click Become a Dark Sider and it'll link you right over there. We greatly appreciate that. Tony and Carol Hughes with you today as we do our weekly news roundup, the dark side of the news. And Kristen Smart, a case and a name that I have not heard in a long time. This is what I don't think we've done it even as an entry on Dark Side of Wikipedia yet.
No, and it's not to be confused with Elizabeth Smart. Oh,
ringing a bell or something. But it would be an interesting one to do over there too.
Hello?
But yeah, huh? What?
Can you? You're back.
I'm here. We'll have to do that here in the coming weeks to kind of go over all the details. We're going to cover a lot of it tonight and kind of refresh people on the case. As of this week, this is breaking stuff. Paul Flores sexually assaulted and murdered Kristen Smart. That's what the SLO County DA says. And we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Dark story. And there's some other dark ones here today as well, including a follow-up on the guy. Remember the guy who drug mom out for Christmas? Or mom was dead, and he dragged her onto the couch and propped her up. And then when the kids are like, why is mommy not moving? Mommy, we're in Christmas. Mommy's drunk. Turns out he allegedly killed her. And now he's finally been convicted and charged with the crime.
That is so messed up.
That is one where I don't know how the fuck you communicate that. That'd be like a great, I feel horrible for those kids. But is that like a first date conversation when they get older? It's like, so tell me about your parents. Well, one Christmas, my dad, you know, how does that go? I mean, I think some people would find that insanely fascinating and others would be like, check please, you know.
I think, I don't know, maybe just me, but we've all had the Christmas where like mom ruined it.
Sure.
And maybe not everybody's had that.
Or multiple.
But it's like, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, mom left or mom disappeared or mom whatever. And,
yeah.
But like, this is just so dark.
Yeah.
You know, especially for the kids, I don't know how old, I can't remember how old they were, if it ever did say, but they're pretty young.
Yeah.
But then not only is she dead, but they're like, yeah, your mom's drunk again.
She's villainized and then she's found to be dead.
Right. And she's horrifically abused is the problem.
Yeah.
And it's like, then he's blaming it on her.
What was the terminology that he used? And it's just so typical of abusers. And it was because they just kind of brush it off like I shoved her around a bit or something. It's like you shoved her around. You fucking asshole. It's like at that point, that's where the officers, when the guy had mentioned, that's where the officers should just be able to pull out the weapon and be like, thank you. Bang. Because it's like, if you're that person.
It does not work that way.
I know it doesn't work that way. But the thing is, people like that don't fucking change.
Well, and he doesn't care.
Or, yeah.
You know, that's what's sad. It's like, people like him don't care. And it's like they're almost in, some people feel like they're almost entitled to abuse other people. Like it's property or something.
Yeah.
Which I don't get.
I just feel like we have just so much fucking lenience towards horrible people. And I know they can't just like shoot him on the spot, but what fucking purpose do they serve? I'm very pragmatic and practical look at human beings where it's like, you're a horrible person. You've abused, you've killed, you've done this or that. And I, you know, okay, sorry, game over. Why? What are we going to do with you? Like, are you going to be a good influence on your kids? No. Are you going to be a good influence on anybody that you come in contact with in the rest of your life? No. So what the fuck are we doing?
God, then innocent people die every day.
You're right.
And those people are like,
I want to
going along in life.
I want a flaw-proof system that will never convict the innocent people and only the bad people get punished. I know what I'm talking about is utterly impossible. But in perfect land,
it would be nice.
It would be nice. And I'm only speaking of people who are truly guilty and have done horrible shit. I just can't fucking stand it. So anyway, I don't think anybody really can, but it is what it is. Let's jump into our first story here with our headline of the Kristen Smart story. This is from SanLuisObispo.com. San Luis Obispo County District Attorney Dan Dow on Wednesday said Paul Flores raped or attempted to rape and then killed missing Cal Poly student Christian Smart. Dow said at a news conference at the San Luis Obispo Superior Courthouse on Wednesday that his office had filed a murder charge against Flores and for the first time alleged that Flores committed a sexual assault in the act. Paul Flores, who was the last person seen with Smart before her disappearance in 1996, was arrested in San Pedro on Tuesday and booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail on suspicion of murder. Flores, 44, is being charged with first-degree murder, which includes the consideration of the sex act. He is being held without bail ahead of a scheduled arraignment Thursday. His father, 80-year-old Ruben Flores, was taken into custody in Arroyo Grande on Tuesday and booked into county jail on suspicion of being an accessory. Ruben Flores' bail is set at $250,000, and he remained in custody of Wednesday morning. Ruben Flores also will be arraigned Thursday. We don't want to jeopardize the fair process going forward, Dow said. Significant new information has come into the sheriff's office that reviewed over the past 2 years and some very important information we just got a month ago. But Dow said investigators, including lead case detective Clint Cole, believe they now know the general location of where Smart's body was taken, but he won't go into details. It's alleged that Ruben Flores assisted in secreting Smart's body after the homicide. Dow said, we do believe that we have the location where the body was buried. He didn't say specifically where the alleged crimes occurred, but added, we certainly believe Ms. Flores' room was a crime scene. During Wednesday's news conference, Dow said that we must never diminish the rights of keeping victims' rights at the forefront and that we owe the Smart family a debt of gratitude for their patience and strength, saying they willed the moment of prosecution to happen over nearly 3 decades of perseverance. The DA's office has carefully reviewed the case and independently determined sufficient evidence exists to proceed with the case, Dow said. Dow said he's asking the public for information they may have about Flores committing additional crimes, possibly other assaults or other acts, which the district attorney's office believe have occurred. Evidence of other sexual crimes may be used, Dow said. We intend to use evidence of other sexual crimes to prove the case. Paul Flores was known to frequent bars in San Pedro from 05 until recently. Dow said those with information may call 805-549-7867 or online at slo.tips.org. The DA's office has carefully reviewed the case and independently determined sufficient evidence exists to proceed with the case, Dow said. Dow said he's asking the public for information they may have about Flores committing additional crimes, possibly other assaults or other acts that the district attorney's office believes have occurred. Evidence of other sexual crimes may be used, Dow said. We intend to use them. Dow was asked whether a local murder prosecution taken place in the past without a corpse as evidence and how difficult those cases could be. Dow said a similar case involving the murder of a senior citizen by her grandson was successfully prosecuted years ago. Dorothy Autry's grandson killed her Cayucas home in 2008. Then stuffed into her suitcase and dumped in over a guardrail north of Ragged Point. Her body has never been found. Matthew Levine was sentenced in 2009 to at least 25 years in prison for murdering his grandmother. While difficult, Dow said no body prosecution is possible with sufficient evidence and helps bring closure to the family. Dow said that it's premature to speculate on any kind of plea deal that could be with Flores that might lead to Smart's remains. We have an ongoing conversation with Mr. Paul Flores Counsel, and we're welcome to any conversation that they might want to bring to us, Dow said. Dow fielded a variety of questions during Wednesday's news conference, including whether Paul Flores will be charged with rape. The statute of limitations has expired on a sexual assault charge, but the allegation that was committing or attempting to commit a rape when he killed her is the basis for filing first-degree felony charges, Dow said. At this point, the evidence points to Paul Flores committing a murder and his father, Ruben Flores, acting as an accessory, Dow said. We don't have evidence to charge anyone else at this time, such as Paul Flores' mother, Susan Flores, Dow said. Dow also responded to a question about whether Paul and Ruben Flores' trial could be moved out of the county into another jurisdiction. Dow said he believes that San Luis Obispo County would be able to offer a fair jurisdiction to hold the trial locally, added that it's a decision the judge could have to make in a future ruling. When asked about how Smart likely died, he said, "I can't talk about the matter of death. That information will likely come out at a future court hearing." Another district attorney's office official, Deputy District Attorney Chris Purville, responded to a question about the bail amount for Ruben Flores, saying he said it believes the office will ask higher bail in the future. At a news conference on Tuesday, County Sheriff Ian Parkinson confirmed the arrest followed new evidence investigators acquired in the past 2 years. Parkinson said thanks to that new information and recent searches of the Flores' father and son's homes, the department was able to recover new forensic physical evidence, believes ties Paul Flores to the murder of Smart. The sheriff's office also secured a court order for surveillance of Paul's electronic communications, including cell phone and text message records, Parkinson said. The arrest came nearly a month after the sheriff's office named Paul Flores, who was the last person seen with Smart before her disappearance, the prime suspect in the case, and searched his father's house in Arroyo Grande. On March 15th and 16th, the sheriff's office searched the home of Ruben Flores, confiscating a Volkswagen from the driveway and using cadaver dogs and ground-penetrating radar under the porch into the backyard. Officials have not said what, if anything, was found during the search. The search of Ruben Flores' home took place about a month after Paul Flores was arrested in Los Angeles on suspicion of being a felon in possession of a firearm. That arrest originated as a result of information obtained during the service of several search warrants in 2020, including one at Flores' home in San Pedro. The sheriff's office spokesman, Tony Cipolla, said then. So I'm curious what the new evidence is that was found nearly three decades later that made them say, "We think we got him."
And that "we think your father helped you get rid of the body."
Yeah. Like, I'm guessing maybe the body's in Grandpa's backyard or something.
Yeah. And I had read an article about it that kind of like they found some things at the father's house.
Oh.
Like that's some, okay, so I get it. You always want to protect your children. But seriously, if your kid killed somebody, would you really do that?
No.
Like, I'd be like, "I hate to do this to you, but I'm calling 911. You can't go killing people." You know, I'd, yeah. Like, I would be horrified.
And if you're
like,
going,
the last thing I would do is help my kid.
And if you're going to assist, maybe don't keep trophies of what. It's not like a Little League trophy that little Jimmy got at the game. The jawbone.
I'm so proud of my son.
I'm sorry.
Getting awarded most valuable player.
A femur doesn't make a good bookend. That's just fucked up. So, yeah.
It's just a strange story. But the only good thing out of all of this is that maybe this can give her family some closure and some peace.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think peace would come after a while, because I think that this would just dredge up everything.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, if you know you're, I mean, obviously the daughter had never come home. So I think by this point that everyone has assumed she's dead.
Yeah.
But that would be so hard. I can't even imagine living, knowing that my sibling or my daughter or my loved one is out there and they're just gone. Like, I think that would be a nightmare every single day. So at least this could maybe help him a little bit.
I think if, you know, this guy seems to have been known as quite a suspect for quite some time prior to this going on.
Yes.
And if I'm the dad, and I'm not saying the guy did anything wrong, he's the father of Smart, obviously has a lot of self-control. I don't think I would be so self-controlled. If you have someone with a lot of evidence pointing at you for nearly three decades and he's walking around free, I don't think he would be alive to stand trial today, quite honestly.
That'd be tough.
And I would probably be in jail if I was the dad, because I think I would be doing my own detective work. And at some point I would be convinced that this is the fucker. And if the system's not going to get him, I'm going to get him.
I get that.
And I probably would do it. I would, you know, if it's your own kid, that motherfucker would die. If I was convinced that that was him, I mean, if there was a doubt, if there was question and I felt that way, no, I wouldn't do that. But I mean, there's so many cases like this where there's so much stuff and it's like, and but it's not quite enough. You know, I don't know. I mean, I feel the same way with, like, you know, fuckers like, what's the fucking church there in Topeka?
Fred
Phelps motherfuckers. Yeah, I mean, if they were protesting, if my child, you know, died some horrible way and they were fucking protesting, it'd be hard pressed not to take a Hummer and run him over. I mean, really, it would be hard not to do that. And I'm really kind of surprised no one has, quite honestly. Not recommending it, but I think
they've been kind of quiet lately.
Yeah, well, Fred's dead. And I think you got Shirley running the camp, and many people have been defecting left and right. I'm going to guess at some point it'll fall apart, I hope, you know, but God, there's just people of that ilk that do things of that nature. I don't know. My mind, when I can't comprehend it, you try and put your mind in other people's shoes, or your head in other people's shoes, or yourself in other people's shoes. Can't do it. Can't do it with that shit. I just, there's no fucking way of comprehending that.
No.
I don't get it.
No, and I couldn't even wrap my brain around what that family has gone through.
No.
Like, I just.
No.
I just can't. And so that's the only thing in this horrific story is that maybe this family can find some peace.
Yeah, and hopefully they do. Next story we got, actually, it comes out of a town just a little bit north of me, in Bentonville, Arkansas, part of my Northwest Arkansas area where I'm at. This is out of True Crime Daily. An Arkansas woman was sentenced to 36 years in prison after admitting to killing her grandmother as a sacrifice to God, according to prosecutors. Andrea Lee Wilson, 28, was arrested in May of 2018 after Wilson's grandmother, Ruby Ross, 81, was found dead at her Pea Ridge home. The medical examiner determined Ross died by blunt force trauma to her head, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette reported. Wilson went to her grandmother's house on May 15, 2018, for dinner, and after her grandmother went to sleep, Wilson allegedly hit Ross four times with a hammer, according to KNWA. Ross's daughter found her mother in bed with a large wound to her head the next day. An autopsy confirmed she was killed with a hammer. Responding deputies found blood on the bed's headboard and found a trash bag in an outside container, a hammer with blood and white hair on it, KNWA reported. Deputies also found rubber gloves, a butcher knife, and a bank statement with Andrea Wilson's name on it. Prosecutors said Wilson believed God told her to make a sacrifice or she will be sent to hell. As the Democrat Gazette quotes the prosecutor, Wilson said May 15th, 2018 was the last day to perform the sacrifice. Prosecutors said earlier on the same day, May 15th, 2018, Wilson struck a man riding his bicycle at about 1:45 a.m., knocking him off his bike. Court documents say Wilson underwent mental evaluations and reportedly said she was not taking her prescription lithium on May 15th. Williams pleaded guilty Monday, April 3rd to first-degree murder, aggravated assault, and battery. A capital murder charge was dropped in exchange for her guilty plea. Wilson will be eligible for parole after 19 years in prison. So, I'm sorry. Shit like this, why are you eligible for parole ever?
There's got to be meth involved in that whole thing.
She wasn't taking her lithium.
Jesus.
You do that much shit, you are clearly a danger. Why do we think in 19 years you possibly might not be? You know?
You're going to get a lot of good professional help while you're in jail.
Things are just going to turn around. Turn that frown upside down.
Because prisons are known for that.
Yeah. She's going to come out fucking worse than... Hopefully it's just denied, denied, denied. But what the fuck is it with people and fucking hammers this year? I've said it before. It is. I don't know how many stories you've read about people and their fucking hammers. It's like hammer time. Whoa. Can't touch this. I swear to God, it's fucking scary. It's firsthand experience there. But it is. It's fucking scary. And I've been hearing it in articles. It's just like, I don't know. It's like the tool of the year. Fucking Craftsman should have a sale. It's all traced back to Craftsman hammer sale. Like everybody's hammer just sales. Like, fuck, it's on sale. Why not? Add it to the arsenal. It's like $2.99 at Christmas. It's a Black Friday deal. And then suddenly all these cases go up. I don't know.
I might have to hammer a nail or kill someone. I'll be prepared.
I wonder if it has to do with a pandemic and it's just like it's an easy weapon. You know, when everybody's at home.
That makes some sense in that it's not planned and things just escalate and there it is. There's a hammer.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, you know, to kill your 80-something-year-old mom? Like, how? But you've got to make a sacrifice by, like, at 9 o'clock tonight. They're going to come for me if I don't sacrifice somebody.
Clock is ticking. Clearly, obviously.
Come for me then. If that's the case, just come get me.
And obviously, mental illness is running wild there. But it's like, okay, well, that's why you take your medicine. And you didn't take your medicine. And now you've killed people. And you almost killed two people. So, I'm sorry. This is not going
to
work.
That is so hard for me to... That's another thing that's hard for me because I haven't had that. Yeah. But I know people who have.
Yeah.
And they, you know, it's like... I dropped my phone and that's when the infiltration began.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, so it can be just something very like you and I would be like, there's no infiltration.
Yeah.
But now, you know, with conspiracy theories and everything, you know, your parents are like, they believe it. Well, it doesn't even have to be your parents. It can be anybody, but they 100% believe it. And it's like, no, but that's not true. Yeah. And it's weird because that's not psychosis.
No.
That's just them reading shit. Like, they're normal people. You know, I guess schizophrenics make more sense to me.
It does. I mean, what I don't know right now the fuck is going on because it's like, we'll talk about some things, like some sort of news story. And it's like, well, how do you think people got this idea? I don't know. Fox News or insert, you know, whatever thing you want to assert here that had been peddling fucking misinformation. Oh, don't say that. Say, what? I'll pull up video clips if you'd like. What? Whatever. You know, it's like I could play. You could play the fucking clips or something that like misinformation being peddled. And again, you can insert whatever platform you want here that they got misinformation on. And you, they can look at it. They can see it. Like, it's like how you can't have a fucking conversation with somebody if facts are not allowed to be part of that dialogue. And that's what makes life so fucking difficult right now with people that can't deal with facts is like, and I don't care if you're Democrat, if you're Republican, whatever, just deal with the fucking facts. Opinions are different. Have your beliefs, have your opinions, but those opinions should be based on a fact. It shouldn't just be because that's what feels good. And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
We're going with what feels good, not with what reality is. And that's where you got to be a grown up and be like, look, sometimes what you thought, what felt good, what felt like should be the right answer to whatever the fuck we're talking about, turns out to be wrong. You got the wrong information. Okay, that's where you be a grown up and say, look, yeah, I read this, I heard this, that was totally wrong. I was really misled. That sucks. But then you can realign your opinions and change that and go, oh, okay.
But I think that's really hard for some people to ever admit that they were wrong.
I know.
Because, you know, these things look real.
I know.
You know, you see this on the internet and it's like, well, that's what it said there. Obviously, it's true.
I don't know why it's such a bridge too far. I mean, nobody likes to be wrong or feel guilty or feel... But I don't know, it's because they somebody have dug in so damn deep that it's like, well, if you change, you know, this part of the equation, the whole fucking thing's out the window. And so many different parts of life need to be realigned and ways of thinking need to be realigned that it's just too difficult to do that. Depending on what, you know, what we're talking about. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I mean, it's... I don't know. I've been saying it far before we went through the last 4 years. I was saying it back many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. We've come to a place where ignorance has become a virtue and people are literally proud to be stupid. I'll say it when I noticed it when we were working in country radio. And you could say for any format of music or whatever. I'm just saying when we're in places where we'd be at a place with a lot of people and a lot of people coming up to you and expressing opinions, and they'd express something that was just wholeheartedly wrong. And you'd kind of point like, well, that's, I get what you're saying, but here's the fact. And they'd be like, oh, my grandpappy says it. I don't fucking care. It's like, what the fuck? Like you're proud to be wrong. And you would see that. And it was just kind of baffling to me. Like, what the fuck? Why is ignorance a virtue? And how did we get there?
But there's just so many layers on that.
Oh, there is.
You know, it is just sad. So I'm not here, you know, if you want to believe the crazy shit, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't, I get frustrated when it's like, it accepted as the truth when it's not.
Exactly. Well, here's another fun one. Man thinks wife is possessed and threatens to cut her head off in a live stream.
Jesus.
Who hasn't been there before? You know, I mean, you're doing a live stream and shit, she's possessed. What are you going to do?
Look, you're in my way again.
Comes out of KFDX in Wichita Falls. Police said a man thought his wife of 12 years was possessed by demons and threatened to cut her head off. Then as he's being taken into jail, takes off running while in handcuffs. On Friday, April 1st, 2021, around 11:30 p.m., police got a call about a family disturbance of the 1400 block of Hayes. They said it was a second response to that house that night. On the second response, police said a neighbor told them a man was making threats against his wife again. She said the victim had set up a 24-hour live stream of her bedroom because of her fear her husband would harm her. Police found the victim in the backyard, and she said her husband, Michael Ramos, came into her bedroom and began yelling that she was possessed by demons and that he was going to cut her head off and burn the house down to get them out. She said she had filed for divorce the same day because of her fear. Police spoke to a witness who said she was watching the live stream when Ramos came in and threatened to cut his wife's head off. Police said Ramos was on the front porch, and they asked him if he had threatened his wife. They said first he said he couldn't remember, then looked down and said, "Yes," and put his hands between his back voluntarily. When the officer arrived to jail to book Ramos, the officer said the jail runaround was already full of cars with prisoners, so he parked across the street and began to walk Ramos across. Then Ramos took off running on Travis and made about 25 yards before he lost his balance and fell. And it's a damn shame there wasn't a bus right there.
See, and that has to, like, so is it mental illness? Or is he just making this shit up so then he could blame it on mental illness if he's caught?
I mean, don't you think anybody who is in the state of doing shit like this, there's mental illness involved? Almost any murder has to be mental illness because nobody in their right mind would fucking do it. Unless it's like a crime of passion, or it's you're defending somebody or you're defending yourself. If you're fucking thinking demons are in your wife and you got to cut her head off, you're mentally ill.
And it bothers me that the wife, I mean, she did do Facebook Live, but that's great. But how did she, like, if somebody was threatening me to the point that I want a camera on me 24/7.
Yeah.
And did they say there was children? I'm assuming there was children. I don't know.
Did they say anything about kids? I'm not victim shaming here, but why are you still in that same fucking house?
Yeah, like, but I don't get... You know, and I understand abusive relationships, and she could have been too afraid to leave.
Sure.
But if it gets to that point.
Yeah.
When you're like, it's your life.
At that point, if you're there, you got to be like, I'm fucking going off the radar. And, you know, you got the divorce filed. There's nothing worth being in that house for if you're fearing for your life.
No. And it just bothers me that women in that situation and they don't realize that there are resources out there.
And, yeah.
You know,
and it's awareness.
And you can speak up.
And yeah. Because it's not like, I don't think that they don't want to. I think it's awareness half the time of what's out there.
Because they're scared shitless.
Exactly. And
because the guy's threatening to kill her.
And when you're in those situations, you know, it's so easy to look at this from the outside and make judgments. But when you're in that situation,
right,
you know, you're still there. You love them or whatever the fuck you're believing. And
or you're just too terrified.
You're terrified. It's all of that stuff. It's everything.
Yeah.
And it's all irrational. But you're feeling it. And if you're feeling it at that moment, you're not going to make good decisions. And I'm sure later in life, if you survive it, you can look back and go, I should have done this. I should have done that. But when you're in that tough place, you're like, what the fuck do I do?
And then you have no money. Yeah. And he's, you know, because I know of a woman married forever. And she's like, but if I leave, I won't get anything. I'm like, no, you've been married 20 some years. You get half. But they've convinced themselves, well, I can't do that because of this and this and this. But in some situations, it's truly danger. And it's like, if I leave, he will find me and kill me. And they do believe that if they stay, he won't.
And I
get that. And it happens every freaking day.
It does. And you know what? I want to say this, too. It happens to men, too.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
But men don't usually talk about it. But
no, you're absolutely right.
But the reverse can easily happen where you feel you can't leave. Often it's like for children or something of that nature, until it gets to such a breaking point where something like this happens. I mean, fuck, she was talking about cutting off it, or he was talking about cutting off her head. And that was finally the breaking point where it's like, okay, I really can't deal with this anymore.
Yeah. Imagine what led up to that.
Exactly.
All of the years of abuse.
And that's the part that most people don't know and they don't recognize. And everyone kind of had him snowed, but you know, there's a lot more to it than that. And I'm sure there is in this case, but it does happen to men too, where they feel that way. And then eventually there's a breaking point. It's like, I'm fucking out, not doing this anymore.
Yeah. Cause we frequently, you know, it's a men abusing women.
Yeah.
That's what you hear more of, but it absolutely goes both ways.
It does.
Absolutely.
It does, but you can survive it. And that's all I'm going to say. Let's go to our next story, kids. California man accused of killing wife then propping body on the couch on Christmas morning. He's convicted in Santa Ana, California. An Anaheim man was convicted Wednesday, April 7th of second-degree murder in the death of his wife on Christmas of 2011, the Orange County District Attorney's Office said. William Wallace, 39, was accused of killing his wife and propping her body on the couch while her kids opened presents on Christmas morning. Prosecutors said Wallace used blunt force trauma to the head of his wife, Zazella Preston, 26, rendering her unconscious between December 24th and December 25th of 2011. Prosecutors said neighbors heard Preston and Wallace yelling that night. Wallace reportedly told Preston's family they were drinking during the argument, tossed her around a bit. The Orange County Register reported the victim's 3-year-old and 8-year-old daughters from a previous relationship and the couple's 7-week-old son were in the apartment at the time of Okada's office, said. The Christmas morning, Wallace brought Preston's dead body from the bedroom into the living room, put sunglasses on her. Holy shit, he like Weekend at Bernie'd this thing. Wallace allegedly told the kids, "Mommy ruined Christmas. She got drunk and ruined Christmas," the Register reported. At about 9:30 that morning, Wallace called 911 to report Preston was in need of medical attention. She was hospitalized, where she was pronounced dead. Wouldn't you think rigor mortis had already kind of set in at that point? That's got to be.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know how that. Wallace had. Go ahead.
And he like thought he was going to get away with that.
If you're propping like, mommy on the couch and putting sunglasses on her, 911 shows up. I mean, it's like a fucking mannequin at that point. Wallace had previously spent time in jail for beating Preston. The OCDA's office said Zazelle Preston was taking college classes to become a domestic violence counselor, ironically. Wallace faces a maximum sentence of 15 years to life in prison at his June 4th sentencing. There you go.
Which kind of ties back to what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
And she was studying that.
Yeah.
Yet couldn't get herself out of it.
When you're in it, you don't realize it until oftentimes it's too late or there's a very convincing act that makes you go, I'm fucking out. And unfortunately, she didn't make it through that very convincing act of Christmas with sunglasses while you're dead.
Jesus. And I think it's just so sad in so many ways. And the fact that she's studying that, but still, and there are resources out there.
Yeah.
But she, for whatever reason, didn't leave.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, sometimes it's just like, even if you do.
She's got, like, and I think what makes it most complicated in a situation like this is the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You're there and you're in fear of what would happen if, you know, if you do leave.
Oh, yeah.
And you almost have to be there as the... You know, as the block,
protector.
As the protector, because there's nothing that is going to say it's just your word against the others at that point. You know, unless they do something that you can prove, they're going to have access to those kids. And if they're vengeful or something, no fucking telling what's going to happen. So you almost feel like you got to be there. You got to protect your kids.
Because look what he did. Yeah. He was capable of anything.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So I can understand it, and it sucks, and it's horrible, and it did not work out good, and she ended up becoming the victim of a horrible human being. But I would guess she was there for those kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the right move at that point, I could not say is to leave by yourself. You'd have to leave with those kids. But then if there wasn't a lot of evidence. You know, the court in many cases will still be like, well, he can have controlled visits or this or that, and he'll find you.
Oh, yeah, shared custody.
He'll find you, and good luck going off the radar. You know, the system doesn't work to protect the people until it's too late. And that's what ends up, why we end up having stories like this.
And who knows, at Christmas, maybe she thought that she'd make it through Christmas for the kids.
Sure.
And then do something.
Sure.
That makes me sad.
It's,
you know, those kids grow up without a mom or a dad. They didn't really have much of a dad anyway.
Yeah.
But they're the ones that are paying the ultimate price.
Yeah. It's a fucked up story, but that is going to wrap up our dark side of the news here today on Dark Side of Wikipedia. If you like our program and you want to get access to all of our advanced episodes of the show, our final chapters, all the archive, all commercial free, go sign up to be a Darksider, patreon.com/darksideofwikipedia, or our website, darksideofwiki, and click become a Darksider. $5 a month to get access to all that and helps keep our show on the air. We greatly appreciate that support. We couldn't exist without you. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Follow us on social media. Carol, you're at Carol Hughes on Instagram, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok now, at Tony Brewski. Brewski spelled B-R-U-E-S-K-I. Until next time, thanks for listening to The Dark Side of Wikipedia.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip. Fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.